Welcome to Blue Grit Radio, the podcast that explores making better cops for a better community. I'm your host, Eric Tung. I've been an active police officer since 2007. We will dive into the aspects of police culture, health and wellness, leadership, and mindset. You'll hear from experts not only from policing, but all industries as they relate to being our best with purpose, passion, and positivity. Join me as we share stories, lessons, and advice so we can all be better for ourselves, our teams, our families, and our communities. Hey, ladies and gents, welcome back to another episode of Blue Grit Radio. This is your host, Eric, and today I am going to be on a solo cast. So we're going to be messing around a little bit with the solo cast for a bit, just to mix up the type of engagement, to mix up the type of topics and the formatting of what I'm bringing out to you. So as always, please shoot me a line, bluegritwellness@gmail.com, or on Instagram is where I'm most active, Blue Grit Wellness. LinkedIn, I'm on there as well. So however you want to get me your feedback, your questions, your comments, what's working for you, what you'd like to hear more of, please let me know. And as always, follow, download, subscribe. It helps the podcast. It helps us reach more people because we're all about better cops, better community, how we can get better as individuals on the day-to-day. Today, I'm going to be talking about lowering standards in recruiting. This is something that I'm seeing way too often. Y'all that are following the Instagram or just general police-related news headlines are seeing this way too often, right? Like, we get it. We get that hiring is a struggle, way better than it was in 2020 and 2021. Believe me, I've been there. Me and my man Brian, like, out on the front lines in the recruiting. And shout out to all the recruiters that are out there, official full-time recruiters, also those part-timers that, hey, like, this is just another ancillary duty to add to your host of five other ancillary duties, especially the small departments. That's just the grind, right? But we get it. It's hard. The job is hard. The scrutiny is high. But we can't be lowering standards, guys. I've talked about this with Ken Roybal on the Police Applicant Podcast as well. And we can get into all the minutiae of what it looks like to lower standards as far as integrity issues, criminal history issues. I mean, I don't want to go on this huge tangent there because we know that could be its own episode and maybe we will have that. But just look around at the headlines as far as police, how do you want to say it? Like misaction, poor action, police absolute failures out there. Oftentimes they are integrity issues that would have been sussed out early on. Again, don't want to go totally down that rabbit hole. We know what just hiring poor candidates looks like. Poor candidates become poor officers. But I want to focus in on a couple headlines I saw extremely recently. One was one I posted about, and the next one will probably be really soon if it's not already out by the time I air this episode. But we're lowering physical standards, and y'all know where I stand on physical fitness and its importance for just health and just life, like how you're going to live your life outside of this job. Like, I just wish that everyone just took a little bit more ownership, and this is not like a finger pointing thing, but it might sound that way because I'm pretty impassioned about this stuff, but just for their own ability to live life and thrive in this awesome, meaningful way. Like, if people just got out and walked more, if people made themselves do some stupid little routine like I tend to do in the morning where you're making your coffee and you're foam rolling and you're doing like 10 bodyweight squats and you're stretching and then you're doing like 10 push-ups, like how much better would we be as a society if we did those super simple low-hanging fruit items, right? Like, you have better physiology, right? You're literally physically feeling better, and you're physically more able, and you're down regulating your stress. You are you're able to better mobilize the nutrition that you bring in, and hopefully that leads to you wanting to eat better and bringing better nutrition in. Again, another rabbit hole I will steer away from. You can all smirk and recognize that I'm going to stay on track in a decent way. Yeah, we got Philadelphia lowering standards. We got New York lowering standards, and these are not brand new headlines, as far as a trend. Like, these are things we've been seeing for years, but we cannot be lowering standards on these very necessary, tangible things. Any layperson can quickly recognize that first responders have to be physically fit. And I mean, I say the word physically fit, and we're all going to have a different image of what populates in our brains. And for those that are into fitness, you might imagine something even better than where you're at. And yeah, we need to give ourselves grace, but at the same time, if we look at our situation and we know that we're taking meaningful steps responsibly, it is moving us closer to the needle of where we need to be and where we want to be. But we got people that are, I don't even want to say physically fit, but they're struggling with being physically able, like physically able to do the job. And we can think about those iconic situations that some of us have to deal with sometime or sometimes in the course of our careers, where it is literally running up a flight of stairs or getting across this parking lot and getting over this fence to save somebody's life. And that might be your own, that might be your partner's, that might be a kid's. Like, these are very real, and this is a big deal. But we're also talking about the general day-to-day, like getting in and out of a patrol car, being able to carry all the weight of your gear and not have it essentially cripple you because you're so out of shape, because your back is so jacked up, you're not taking any of the preventative measures, which could be utilizing your benefits and your insurance to get checked out, to go to a PT, to go to a chiro, what have you, because we do have those people that probably aren't listening to this, but are not taking the necessary steps that they have full advantage to take if they just so chose. I'm just talking about like the general day-to-day, like maybe it's not like a fight for your life, caveat, we do have to be ready for that, but maybe it's just like a moderately resistive subject where you and one or two other officers are struggling to get this person under control and into handcuffs. And it's taken minutes to do this, whereas two officers that are decently fit and decently trained and thus decently skilled and thus decently able to regulate their own stress levels and not be super amped up and they can keep their cool, they can get that person under control within a handful of seconds, maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 seconds, right? And then they're also able to, because of their cardio and because of their stress response, are able to keep it relatively under control, coordinate what they need, and then get this person into handcuffs without having to be screaming their heads off, without having to throw all these F-bombs, without having to throw all these elbows that are generally not effective when you're fighting somebody that's high and or suffering from mental illness. It's all these things, right? I'm just talking about kind of your more average, more day-to-day likelihood of police interaction and enforcement. So with all that said, we have recognized what may happen on the day that we all pray doesn't happen in our communities, but we all have to reasonably, responsibly recognize can happen in literally any community, big or small, day or night, like an active shooter situation, or you having to get moving across X amount of distance to save somebody's life. We all know that is very much a real thing. But then again, to boil it back down to the routine, the day-to-day, week-to-week grind of just what an average patrol officer is going to have to deal with what an average EMT is going to have to deal with. Sure, you got these mechanized gurneys, but sometimes it's going to take some getting down, squatting low, and lifting somebody up, even if you're with three other, four other people, to get somebody of moderate to decent size onto that mechanized gurney, right? There's not a robot arm that's going to do this all for you. So, standards, guys, if we don't have this push from within our organizations and from without, so if you're not a first responder and you're listening to this, like, do not allow this. Do not allow this trend to continue as far as lowering physical standards for this job where we need physical standards. They need to be raised, if anything, but baby steps. I'm gonna point at the level we need to get to and say, hey, we can take time and get their baby steps, right? Be inspirational, be positive. We should expect more of ourselves, of our professions, of our community. We should be able to get there one day. It's not today, but if we're doing the right things, if we're saying the right things and offering the right amount of scrutiny today and tomorrow, then hopefully we will get there in the next generation or so. But we cannot accept a lowering of standards. If we lower standards, we are effectively lowering expectations, and we are effectively lowering a quality of person that's going to come into this job. And we're effectively lowering anticipated performance. We're lowering any expectation that we'll have a level of performance at or above where it currently is. And in the state of everything, where we need cops to be responsible, we need them to be accountable, we need them to be driven, we need them to be engaged, we need them to be polite, patient, professional. Lowering standards, especially physical standards, has a concrete manifestation to deny, prevent, be an obstacle to all those things that we so desperately need law enforcement officers to be, and how we need them to be, and how we need them to show up. Think about it simply. Whether you are a cop or not a cop, are a first responder or not a first responder, how do you want that first responder, how do you want that cop showing up to your family, your flesh and blood, your kids, if that godforsaken, awful, hope it never happens day, but it happens across the nation, across the world, on the daily, how do you want that first responder and for that cop to show up to your household if you're not there, if that day happens? How do you want that cop or that first responder to show up to your kid's school if that happens, like it happens somewhere? Maybe not here, maybe not there, but it happens and it will happen. So I leave you with that. How do you want them to show up? And we need to have these conversations. We need to share this information out. It needs to be unacceptable to lower something as rudimentary as a pretty low standard, you know, for those that train. And again, this is not to disparage those that want to be cops and can't hit the standard. You can't hit it today, but you can absolutely do it. You just got to put in the work today, put in the rest tomorrow, put in the work the next day, put in the work the day after that, toggle the rest, right? Like, you got to do the right things. It may not be overnight, but we got to get there. And there are a lot of police departments that are doing what we did, even you having clinics, having a breakdown, offering fitness advice, having in-person sessions just to walk through the whole test and tell people exactly what they need to do, give them really easy, low-hanging fruit recommendations, just as I have through the podcast, through the social media. There are a lot of departments doing this, and that's fantastic, right? We are recruiting with engagement. Like, really think about the word engagement and how you're showing up to help these people come in to this necessary job that is so hard to find really high quality people to do right now, hence the deficits throughout the nation. That is a good way to respond to adversity, right? Looking at what you can do to elevate others around you, to build more positively to a culture, to expect more, to demand more, but support more. I mean, that's a huge leadership tenet. I can't remember where I heard it, but I love it, right? You can expect more of your people, but you got to support them more, right? It's a toggle. It's a balance. And so right in line with that, we got to expect more of our candidates. We got to expect more of our recruits. And we got to show up for them. We got to support them. So with that, I will wrap the episode. If it came off a little ranty, I'm not going to apologize for it, because ultimately this is a direction we need to go, and we need to hold account. We need to hold the line on expectations. We cannot lower that. We cannot make concessions on something so, so, so critical. And I would love to hear any insights. I'd love to hear Any pushback too, right? If you're like, hey, we can barely hire anybody, we got to get any bodies in the door, I'd be willing to have that discussion. If you want, like, shoot me a line, maybe come on the podcast, right? Like, it's not to be like this huge like debate, but if I'm totally missing the boat on something, then let me know. As always, I will try to keep an open mind, but I'm not likely to back away from the discussion of whether we should lower physical standards. Again, we can raise them. We can do the work. We can get there slowly. Please let me know if you like this discussion, if you like this solo cast, if there's other topics that you want me to hit on my own or with a guest. Shoot me a line. As always, your feedback, your critiques, your comments of what helped you is absolutely motivating and inspiring to me. It keeps me going and doing these things that these projects and these discussions. So absolutely shoot me a line. Again, Instagram, the email, bluegritwellness@gmail.com. And please share this out. We've been at this for over a year now. I think we're going on a year and a half with the podcast and, a few years with the social media. It's been absolutely humbling to be able to connect with so many people in a different way, a way that I was certainly extremely uncomfortable with, and I'm still working on in a lot of ways. But to be able to bridge with the community at large and also have the types of high caliber individuals that have come on the show, whether they're, your local cop that I had to essentially arm twist to come on here to share a story and share insights and wisdom, or those people that are a lot more well versed, whether through their writing or through their speaking or through their own platforms, but just a host of knowledge, a host of wisdom. So I'm just super grateful to be a part of it and to be a facilitator and have this vehicle on this journey that I'm on, which is, very related to my day-to-day, but very much a part of who I want to be as a cop and how I want to put that out and support these meaningful discussions of uplifting our culture and making us all better as a whole and better as individuals. So with that, please share it out. Thanks for listening and let me know. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Blue Grit Radio. As always, support this community by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and following, liking, and sharing posts on Blue Grit Wellness on Instagram. You can reach me there or email me at bluegritwellness@gmail.com. Be well and stay gritty.